Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, August 6th, and we are here taking the mystery out of your financial life. You know how we do that, gang? We ask you to do just a tiny bit of work. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, ask your question, anything financial at all. We are happy to help you out. And of course, let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. That is what Jessica did. Jessica is on the line from the Garden State of New Jersey. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I wanted to reach out actually about retirement planning, not just for myself, but also for my father. As somebody who does not have a lot of money saved up for retirement at this point, I am trying my best to prepare, as maybe you could say, a good daughter, to make sure that I can help him out when he gets to full retirement and stops working.
You're so nice. That is lovely. It's sort of a weird thing. Like when parents, sometimes they'll say to me, you know, oh, I have to save so much for my kids, or I have to do everything for my kids. And then I say, well, what happens if you don't have enough money? Then your kids are going to have to take care of you. And no one ever contemplates that. So how is it that your dad got into a situation where you feel like he's a little bit in a precarious financial situation?
Right. So the good news of all this is that actually the lessons he's learned through his life, I'm taking into consideration for my planning. But at this point, he's 63 and a half years old. So he's looking ahead to when it makes sense to retire and collect Social Security. He works full time and does have benefits. However, there is no 401k. There is no retirement savings.
How much does he make right now?
He makes around, I think it's between 30 to 40,000.
Okay. We'll say 35-ish. And is he able to support himself on that 35 grand a year?
It's close.
Do you
it's
help
tight.
Him out?
Sometimes,
okay.
Yes.
Would you think that if he had 3 grand a month coming in on a consistent basis that he'd be okay? Or is it when something big happens, you have to then hop in and help out?
It's usually when something big happens.
Okay. Okay. And he's got no savings, right?
Not really. I mean, maybe a few thousand in terms of an emergency fund, but not anything that is planned for use later.
Where does he live?
He lives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And rents or owns?
Rents, but is actually in the process of owning.
Really?
That's an example.
How
That's
so?
That's an example of a scenario where I've helped with the down payment so that he can have a secure place to stay.
Okay. So tell me about the house that he's buying.
It's a condo.
Mm-hmm.
He is able to finance the mortgage himself minus the down payment.
So how much did you have to put down?
About 20.
Okay. And that's cheaper than renting for him?
It's not cheaper, but it's just because of some other lifestyle and preferences. That's what we decided is best for him right now.
Okay. I gotcha. What's the game plan for him? You said he's 63 and a half. Is he healthy? Can he keep working? Is that going to be okay?
Yes, he's planning to keep working at least until the point that he is full, I guess maybe 69 or 70, if everything with his health is fine. There's no known health issues. There's not anything that we at least need to address or take care of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's actually considering taking Social Security or retiring a bit early and still working for a period of time.
I wouldn't do that. Hold on a second. I wouldn't do that. If he delays Social Security, his benefit will keep accruing, and it accrues to approximately a benefit of an extra 8% that he would get at age 70. So I would not take Social Security early. I would let that benefit accrue. He will maximize it at age 70. And he doesn't have to stop at age 70, by the way. That's another thing. You know, he could keep working if he's healthy and happy, because the longer he works, the better it is. It's just that your benefit maxes out at 70. So if possible, we want him to wait till 70. That's how he's going to get the best bang for his Social Security buck. What is your financial situation? Because now I'm already nervous that, like, you're putting $20,000 down on his house and, like, you're spending money. So how are you doing?
So my situation is I work in pharmaceutical. I have a salary right now of around $142 per year. I do contribute to my 401k. I've got about $180 saved so far.
That's great.
And, you know, I now am at the point for sure where I can max out the contribution. And, you know, I don't own a house. Not really sure how long I'm going to stay in this area of the country. Mm-hmm. So I haven't made that investment. I'm currently, you could say, interested in looking at other investment services or products, because I do want to use the money as best I can for my future as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much do you have in savings?
After this house goes through, I'll still have around 35 or 40, closer to 40.
Great.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So do you keep a little bit extra in savings just on account of dad?
Not necessarily. I've just been kind of saving up for something.
Okay.
You know, knowing that it might have been a home purchase or, who knows, maybe in a different type of investment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing with when it comes to saving for an aging parent who's in your dad's situation. There's not much more you need to do except to try to keep some liquidity, because you know that, like, at any given moment something could happen, right? And so you're gonna have to do that. I wouldn't worry about buying a long-term care policy, because frankly, God forbid something bad happened to your dad, he would qualify for full assistance because he doesn't have assets. And if you had to turn around and sell the condo because he could no longer live there on his own, you would do that. In other words, there's not a spouse to worry about. I guess the only thing that I would say is that until you figure out kind of what your next step is, I would keep a little bit extra liquidity, more than I would for, how old are you?
32, 33.
Forget it. Happy birthday. I would keep a little bit, probably more in your sort of liquid accounts than you might normally think about for a 33-year-old, because you do have this obligation. You know, look, on some level, I think that the news on this is not nearly so bad or bleak, because, you know, when he retires at age 70, he's going to have a good Social Security benefit. And, you know, if that plus a few bucks from you can help him, you know, allow him to live a decent life, that's great. If for some reason he could work longer so he could claim his Social Security benefit at 70 and keep working, all the better. But I mean, there's not much for him to do, because it's not like his trajectory for saving is going to go up miraculously on a $35,000 a year salary. So I think that you're a very kind daughter. I'm sorry that dad's, like, a little bit had to go through some tough times, but I don't think there's much more. I wouldn't buy a product. I wouldn't do anything like that. I guess that I'm a tiny bit concerned that this condo is in his name. I want to make sure that you're not on the hook. If he somehow blew up this condo deal, what would you want to do? Like, if he missed payments or something, I don't want it to ding your credit record, but would you just make the payments for him so he could stay there?
Probably. And then we would reevaluate if it was a momentary issue, you know, with funds, or if it was actually that the whole budget doesn't work and
right.
we need to, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the one thing, as you do the closing and you think about this condo, I will say that I really don't think it's a great idea for you to co-sign on this loan. So that would be my number one precaution. The other thing is that I also assume that, does he have a will and a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy?
I know he has a will. I'm not sure about the other two, but he is pretty conscious of those things.
Good. Good. Because I think that because you're the only child and you don't live near him, you should have some document that basically says, I can make any financial decision for him if something bad were to happen, and I could make any medical decision for him. because he's right. not married. So just double check with him that he has those documents. Okay, that's a wrap for Saturday. We like to keep these shows a little bit tighter on the weekends because we know you've got things to do. We have things to do as well. We have to keep answering your financial questions. So if anything pops up over a weekend, you know we'll get it. We would really love it if you would join us. So you go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and check the box if you want to come on the air. Otherwise, you can just pose your question and we will do email episodes. We try to do at least one of those every single week. While you're on the website, check out all the great content and the free weekly newsletter. Mark puts that together and it is fantastic. Comes out every single Friday. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.